The Vermont Chamber's 2011-2012 Legislative Report Card reviews roll call votes on amendments and bills regarding key economic development and business issues. The Chamber's priorities over this biennium include health care, energy, taxes, and telecommunications issues, according to Chamber lobbyist and legislative assistant Jessica Gingras.
We worked really hard during the biennium 2011-2012 to push forward a lot of our health care priorities. H202 in 2011, we pushed really hard to get a market to exist outside of the exchange from 2014. We pushed for that in 2012 and unfortunately didn't get it. But in 2011 and 2012, we worked really hard to redefine the term small group market. We wanted that to be businesses with 50 or fewer employees. This past legislative session, we were really successful in working with the administration, and we essentially got that redefined in the 2012 healthcare bill. So I think we really did make some progress. 2 out of 3 of our priorities in healthcare, the comprehensive energy bill, we really wanted to get that RPS provision taken out. And, you know, in the final days of the Senate, the administration worked with us and essentially got that taken out. So that was another big win for us as well.
The Vermont Chamber is not the only group releasing report cards on the legislature's deliberations. Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility expects to release their assessment of the biennium within the next couple weeks. Public Policy Manager Dan Barlow expects some differences in opinion with the Chamber.
There's a handful of bills that we will probably agree with the Chamber on. That said, some of the stuff that they scored, we're actually going to score in the opposite direction. I'm looking at one of the Senate votes. It was on Vermont's big health care reform bill that put us on the path to single payer. They scored an amendment that actually would have made it more difficult to transition to a single payer system. We're going to actually score that differently than they are because, you know, we are supporters of health care reform and they have taken the opposite track. And there's some bills specifically that VBSR worked on that I don't think the other business groups touched at all. For example, the resolution on Citizens United, our House and Senate passed resolution expressing extreme disappointment with that decision, and the Chamber did not score that one. I don't expect any of the other business groups in the state to score that one either.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes that folks should look at these scorecards from different perspectives.
When they're talking about simply what are the issues that matter to the organizations, that's useful in terms of getting a sense of what different elements of the business community think about the issues that are before the legislature. One of the things that comes through looking at these reports is that the Vermont business community is not monolithic. Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility is not going to take the same positions on issues, say, as the Chamber of Commerce. But in terms of scores for individual legislators, I don't think they're very useful at all. And the number of issues of the hundreds of roll calls that are cast in the Senate and the House each year, the number that actually make it onto the scorecard is pretty small.
The Vermont legislature is rated by the Vermont Chamber, Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, and other groups at the end of each 2-year biennium. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.